This is an Encounter Co. podcast. Enjoy. Hey, want a break from the ads?
Yes, please.
Want me to tell you how to get this show ad-free forever for just the price of a cup of coffee?
Yes, please.
What if I told you that not only could you get this show ad-free, but you can get access to loads of other goodies, such as The Table Talk Show, a bi-weekly talk show where the cast of The Encounter Table get together and discuss their favorite moments of each episode, answer listener questions, and more.
Yeah,
but what if I told you that's not all? What if I also told you that depending on your tier, you can get access to all of our stretch goal mini campaigns, uncut episodes with editor notes, random bi-weekly bonus content that can be like literally anything, like a Smash Your Pass drinking game, the cast playing Mafia, Jackbox party games on Discord.
Oh my god, shut up, just shut up and tell me. Fuck.
Okay. You just go to patreon.com/theencountertablepod.
Oh, it's that easy, huh? Just go to patreon.com/theencountertablepod?
Yeah, dude. patreon.com/theencountertablepod. Or, you know, you could just go to the episode description.
Huh. That is easy. Can we get back to the show now?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
The Encounter Table is an explicit podcast meant for adult listeners only. If you're under 18, don't worry. We won't tell your mom. But we could, because we know her. Intimately.
Oh, thanks, Nibs. Yeah, you fucking nerds.
Yeah, you fucking nerds.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Encounter Table, a D&D real play podcast about three unlikely, unfortunate heroes traveling across dimensions, taking down an evil cult. And, you know, we're going to kill this little bitch boy named Marvin, and then all of this is in one grand effort to get back home. And be pirates along the way at some point.
Yeah.
This show was reviewed over on Spotify, and we agreed before this record that we were going to keep this specific reviewer anonymous just for the nature of the review. They said, I just wanted to say thank you, all of you, for being my emotional support and saving my life. This is the podcast I untied the noose to because of one of Dex's speeches, not sure which one, thanks. Hey, I'm really glad you're here. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for making us cry.
Yeah, a lot.
In a good way. In the best way. Because, like, that's what, that was at least my main goal with this show, was to try and at least make one person's day brighter. And I keep saying that every time something like this comes up. And the fact that we continuously get messages like this of this nature, it's both scary and daunting, but also the best thing ever, like the best feeling ever, to know that because of what we do, you're still alive and around to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So thank you.
This one goes out to you. This episode.
Yeah, you know who you are.
And I love you, random citizen.
Oh my god, he just YouTube outroed us.
But yeah, seriously, I'm glad you're still here. And we're all of us here are proud of you.
Yes.
You know, you're a couple of us on this show have struggled with, have had the same struggle before. And you're not alone. Sorry. Wow.
You're okay, buddy.
And,
we love you.
I love you too, man. And there is hope. There is. But I'm glad our dick jokes and mom fucking and all of that can help in even the slightest way. My name is Brandon Hall, and I play Dex Turner, the hex claw swinging. Oh, no, he's not. The hex sword swinging.
Heck yeah.
Shield wielding. God owning, divine smiting, hoodie wearing, mom fucking, friend protecting, skater emo, lion boy paladin thing. He's a lot of stuff. He's a lot of stuff at once. Who I did not plan a fun fact this
week. Random word generator, go for it.
Random word generator? Okay.
I got it. Poppycock.
Poppycock.
What?
How the fuck am I going to use that?
Sardines.
So on brand for
sardines.
Us,
you Okay. So Dex and his mom went through some pretty rough times after his dad's passing financially. And Dex had this dish that he would eat all the time of like pan seared sardines spread on toast. And his mom would tell him that it was called Fisherman's Delight and that it was an old Italian like fisherman's meal. And she gave it this whole long backstory and history that didn't actually exist. And Dex thought he was so fucking cool. And hell, like, yeah, like he was a true cultured man for eating Fisherman's Delight.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's his sardines fun fact. We are joined today, this week, this episode, as per usual, by my dear sweet baby boy, Luke Godfrey.
Excuse me.
You're not excused.
What up, gamers? My name's Luke Godfrey. I play Scott Travis, the gamer boy turned druid, who also doesn't have a fun fact prepared. Somebody give me a word.
Oh, my goodness.
Zoo.
Zoo. The zoo was Scott's favorite place to go as a kid, not only because he loves animals, but because it was one of the few times where he was allowed to use his dad's camera out in the wild. His dad would like let him borrow one of his old cameras, and he would get all the pictures that he could of all these different animals. Unfortunately, though, he would usually take too many pictures by the time they got to like the second or third exhibit, and it would just run out of information on the camera.
I was going to say, what was his favorite animal to take pictures of?
Oh, the penguins. He loved taking pictures of the penguins.
Whatever was near the entrance.
We have the penguins.
It's like 30 pictures of just the parking lot. Like birds and lizards he found in the parking lot.
And then some of his family there at the zoo together. And then like an ant or like a row of ants that's going across the walkway.
That's adorable. We are also joined by Joseph Le Gelassi.
Le Gelassi, hello everybody. It's me, Joel LaJoyce, Le Gelassi the third.
Oh god, Le Gelassi's here.
Oh no. Fuck.
Le Gelassi, what character do you play?
I thought we fired this guy.
I snuck back into the building. Shit. While Luke wasn't looking. And now I'm here for my guest appearance
on episode 41.
I play Preston Adelin, the half-elf draconic sorcerer, whose fun fact for the day is that he's kept every letter that Kathy's given him, despite having broken up with her.
Oh, my God.
They're in a shoebox underneath his bed, underneath a stack of old birthday cards. Oh, hey, Joe.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh, no.
Take my character introduction.
Oh, no, there's just a murder on set.
Sorry about that. No, I didn't. No, I just showed him the door.
You shoved him back into the room that you have in your new apartment with, like, the boiler.
Yeah,
what's that called,
a
boiler room?
I mean, I call it the prison room. Did he say anything? Did he say anything kind of weird?
No, not at all.
No.
And also, don't worry about
letters.
Fuck, my voice is cracked again. Shit.
Oh, yeah,
well. Well, since that's happened.
It's been a while.
Just don't worry about doing an intro, Joe. We're just gonna get right into the show after this.
What?
Yeah, wait, it's all good.
What about my fun
oh,
fact?
No, it's fine. It's covered. Oh. It's covered.
All right.
Yeah, it was something about like a shoebox, and how there's like another one next to it that's really crusty. If you know, you know.
It's just like full of ejaculate.
Yeah, that was it.
That
yeah.
doesn't sound like Preston at all.
That sounds like Preston to me. I don't know about you guys. Scott eats concrete. Preston keeps all of his cum in a shoebox. Like it's all the same, you know.
Yeah, instead of a tribute jar, it's a tribute box.
Ew. That's so less sanitary.
We don't talk about what's inside it.
Yeah, that it's at one point it was the same box.
Oh,
that's sad.
Oh god. Whew. Oh, it gets worse.
Listeners, sing along with me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nord.
Nord.
Happy birthday to you.
Get a subscription to Nord VPN. Use code Encounter. Check out.
And many more.
Hello.
Woo!
My name is Austin Norton. Son, my balls. My birthday. It's my golden birthday. So you know what that means? I don't. Everyone keeps telling me, though.
Well, I don't know what that means. I really don't know what it means.
You say, Nort, you could have just Googled it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather it be a surprise for when it's our golden birthday.
I'd rather not, because it's funnier if I don't know what it is. There you go. Fun fact about me. The first time I bought condoms, I was about 15 or 16.
Holy shit.
And my longtime male friend, who I'll leave anonymous, because I don't know if they would care if I said this story. Nothing illegal, obviously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But and I, we went to go get them at a local Walmart, as you do.
Yeah.
We were both nervous because, like, it's just nervous the first few times you buy those mm-hmm. things. And we, especially since we come from like a school slash town that only taught us abstinence and STDs. Those are the only things they taught us about sex ed. So when we were being checked out, like it was, by this like 80-year-old lady and, she was just like scowling at us and like literally wouldn't speak to us. Oh, like we were like talking to her and she wouldn't speak to us. So to ease the tension, I put my arm around my buddy's shoulder and said, "Those are for us." And the cashier looked as if I began speaking in tongues.
Dude, you are a braver man than I ever was. I waited until self-checkout became a thing at Walmart before I started buying condoms.
Yeah, but like this was like 2010.
Oh, God.
So,
oh, man.
My friend wasn't like bothered by it, but like he was like shocked said that.
It's so good.
He thought it was funny like 5 minutes later, but and we have both never forgot that.
That's a core memory.
That's a core memory.
That is a core memory.
Yeah.
I don't know in the moment if I meant it as like we're gay or if I meant it like nervously like no, we're using this. Which is also weird.
I think last time I bought condoms, the dude was really fucking weird. He was like, "Oh yeah, getting something tonight?" And I don't know why, but I panicked and went, "Nah, it's for jerking off." And I stormed out of that gas station, dude.
Oh, fuck, that's good.
Grab your dice, pick up your mice, and drink some water with some ice. I'm your DM for the remainder of this arc, Nort, and welcome to the encounter table. We're going to start off with you guys wrapping up your transaction with Nameless. It comes to, and you hear them say,
"Oh, hello there, friends. I apologize, but your weapon disappeared right before I finished it up."
"Oh, yeah, sorry. I had to kill some people. Here you go."
"Oh."
And you see they put like the bag of gold you gave them back under the table. Like they're gonna give it back to you.
"Oh, all right, yeah, I was almost done."
And you see they just like wave their fingers over it and they look like they finished the magic spell and it's whatever you wanted it to be. I think you wanted it to be like a different style or something.
Yeah, essentially.
All right.
And that's that. I don't know if you want anything else to say, but
Scott is talking to Kathy like in the background while they're having that transaction. Be like, "So yeah, and then we got to this bar. We're like trying to figure out where we were going from there. And Preston just starts like dancing on a stage and flirting with this one centaur."
"I was not flirting. I was just trying to make
sure." "Dude, she was into you. She was into you."
"Oh yeah, dance cop. Classic."
"Yeah,
I was just feeling the music, man. It's not weird."
You see, she's just kind of like hip popped, just like listening to you guys talk, just like a faint like smile She's trying to hide it, but it's there. And she is not in Kathy form.
Well, no, no,
she is
no.
in dwarf form right, right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Ethok.
That's not even considering like the dragon that you didn't seduce. Like the dragon seduced you, dude. Like that's not yeah. even like that's unheard of.
What do you mean, dragon?
Oh, the dragon that wants to fuck Preston.
Yeah.
That
Marlissa?
Yeah, that one.
That's the one.
You know her?
Yeah, everyone knows her.
Ooh,
she's
Preston.
Confined to that swamp.
Why do you think he looks like that?
Does. I did not come here with scales.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he contracted it.
Why okay, yeah, Marvin did entrust the crystal that contains her there to his third general, so...
Okay.
Well,
perfect.
I don't know who... I don't know what the deal me made with her, but... it's not like you gave her your soul or anything, right?
Yeah, right. That'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
It's such
but
crazy.
But Preston, that's exactly what...
I slap my mouth over Dex's mouth. I slap my mouth over Dex's mouth and we kiss. I meant to say my hand.
Oh.
Paramore starts playing.
Preston, you have your mom's lips. Scott, our genetics, buddy.
And Preston casts fireball at his feet 3 times.
Oh no!
Wild thing. Top 10 wildest things Dex has ever said.
Scott's jaw just drops and is like looking wide eyed back between Dex and Preston. Like, holy shit, that just happened.
You see Kathy's laughing along. They're like. But like sees how mad Preston is. Oh, that's not a joke. That's real.
Wait,
what?
You've kissed
the fact that he sold his soul, or the fact that he's dating his mom?
Yeah, the fact that he's dating my mom. Not the soul both. Thing. Wink.
Preston, okay, well,
I'm not stupid.
What?
Wild. Okay.
Yeah, that was.
Is your mom not married anymore?
No, she is. You know,
apparently he likes it or.
Yeah,
like,
he watches sometimes.
I'd rather not discuss this, to be completely honest.
Okay, Preston, cover your ears. He sits in the corner of the room, and I try not to look because it's just a lot of like and crying. So I really try. Oh, damn it!
I mean, hey, if you know, if that's what makes them happy.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I just put earbuds in.
I wish I had earbuds.
I told you to cover your ears, Preston.
It's not working. I can hear little bits of it.
But Kathy, let me tell you. Wait, do you? Nah, never mind.
Have I fucked his mom? No, I haven't.
Well, I knew that wasn't a thing. No offense.
What? To who? Who are you saying no offense to?
No, no offense. It's okay.
Maybe we should just keep. What else we gotta do? We gotta pick up our steeds.
Yes.
We have to get our rides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to need one as well.
You just hop on with Preston, right?
Yeah. Emperor's.
Oh, yeah.
Strong.
I guess I could.
I mean,
Jax puts his gold back in his pocket. Like, oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Game is game.
I mean, if you wanted to get her a steed, we could do that too. It's up to you guys. I don't really.
No, she's all out. And Dex elbows Scott.
Oh, right. Yes.
I don't mind either way. I left all my gold because of everything that happened.
I gave all my gold to a goblin because I was having a panic attack about killing my stepdad.
I still have money. I still have lots of money, actually. But
shocker.
we could
sore subject, Kathy.
This is not my day, is it? This is not going well for me. It could only get better from here, right, guys? Right?
This is amazing.
Surely us acquiring our mounts should be mundane and uneventful, correct?
Yes. Nort has blessed Luke and I with the prop comedy of like, it's like the equivalent of getting to chaperone your kid on their first date.
Yes.
This is...
Except for... Preston kissed Dex. You don't do that to your parents.
All right. Well, it looks like we're here in front of Stable Transactions. It looks
Preston, you should go talk to your girlfriend in there.
Oh, another one.
She was really fucking
into
it.
Another one. She's not another.
Norton and Joe are having so much fun flirting with each other for like 5 episodes in a row, and now it's all coming back to bite him in the ass. And it is so.
Yeah, it's like in Baldur's Gate on your first round, trying to fuck everyone.
And then everyone gets mad. Everyone's mad, yeah. It sucks. It sucks.
Oh, man.
It's just like Mass Effect. Fuck. Hate it. She's not my girlfriend. We're not even dating, Kathy. I don't understand. Why are you mad at me? Why are you giving me that look? It's making me uncomfortable.
I'm not mad. It's just my face.
Your dwarf face looks quite mad. You've got a resting dwarf face.
Well, let's see.
That's the episode title, dude. Resting
Sure, her jaw kind of drops.
It's just the illusion. It's just the illusion. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's not. You have a lovely
Holy
face.
Holy shit.
Lovely if you're face, a you loved one is suffering from resting dwarf face, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
All right, I'm just going to go bite the bullet then. Oh my
God. Yeah, you guys walk in and you hear from the back room, I'll be 1 minute.
Take your time.
Oh, and you hear some rustling. Oh. And coming out from the back is Jasmine, the wood elf we saw prior. The dark skin, elegant, fluffy hair with like flowers in it and stuff.
Joe's burying his head in his lap right now.
she comes out holding a wrapped box.
Oh.
Preston, I've heard word of what happened. It's terrible that the Lucina was lying about their new leaf. But I've gotten you a gift. I was wondering if you had time to do our date before you leave town.
Hello!
So, Kathy, what do you think about, like...
No, Dex,
who the fuck is Kathy? Dex grabs
again! I didn't catch that!
Roll deception. Roll deception with disadvantage. Roll deception with disadvantage.
I cannot.
Wait, can I assist?
So
can I assist?
If you roll deception above a 15, I'll let Dex not roll with the disadvantage.
If I can roll above a 15, he won't roll a disadvantage. Okay.
15 or above. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, you mean Kathy Cathartle, right? The other Kathy that we know that's not the famous Kathy that you shouldn't probably say out loud in public, Dex?
There's a famous Kathy?
I rolled a 10.
Damn it.
No.
A disadvantage, please.
Okay. I rolled a 17.
Holy shit.
Disadvantage? Okay, holy shit.
God.
Yeah, I got a 9 and a 7 on the dice.
I rolled an... You said you would have got a what?
I got a 9, then a 7 on the dice, but it comes out to a 17.
Okay. She's a wood elf, so naturally perceptive.
Mm. Oh, fuck.
Also, you know, druidy. Mm-hmm. She had a plus 6. Yeah. So they tied. Yeah.
Yeah.
I rolled an 11 plus 6.
Oh.
Yep.
So you guys tied.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Does that mean I win?
Does that mean you roll again?
We can just roll again.
Do I have to do it with disadvantage again?
Yeah. What happens when they tie? Like in like real time? Are they
How
like,
about this?
Normally
How
you
about,
have to beat a set number, but both the parties rolled this time.
Yeah. Well, I rolled an insight to see if they, it was like a contested roll.
Gotcha.
Do you need me to like try to pivot somehow?
Yeah. Give me a decent pivot.
Okay. Fuck. Let me roll to see how well I pivot.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That's pretty decent.
Oh God.
Famous Kathy. Scott, what are you talking about?
You know, the one that's up at that school there that's, like, super bad?
Who? This portion of today's episode is brought to you by our good friends over at NordVPN.
But Brandon, what's NordVPN?
I am glad you asked. NordVPN is the most secure, fastest, safest, and easiest to use VPN on the market.
Is it easy enough for me to use on my cellular device that I use in the hole that I live in? Because I haven't heard of NordVPN.
With a single click, baby.
Oh, love it.
Did you know that every single website that you visit has full access to your IP address and your internet service provider?
I feel violated.
You should, because a lot of these websites are doing that without you even knowing. But do not wander off into the wild, wild west of the internet without your six shooter on your hip, baby. That six shooter being NordVPN. They will keep you covered and protected, and it's the fastest VPN on the market. It won't even slow down your browsing.
Huh. That's pretty useful. I got pretty slow internet. I don't want a VPN slowing it down, so that's some good shit.
But you see, Luke, that's not all it does. Did you know that Netflix catalogs available in Canada and the United States have the joint lowest average IMDb score of only 6.95?
What does that mean?
That means our movies suck here for Netflix.
Damn.
Netflix isn't really getting the best movies for the US and Canada audience. But South Korea has 109 Oscar-winning films in its Netflix catalog. And you can have full access to those by using a VPN and setting your search address from South Korea.
Huh. So I can basically get any of the shows or movies that I want to through one subscription and not having to pay for a ton.
Exactly.
Well, Brandon, where do we sign up?
That's the easiest part, buddy. You just click the link in the episode description and get started with NordVPN today. Don't wait. I'm looking at your IP address right now. It starts with a 3. No, I was talking about Kathy, Olga's cousin, and Dex throws his arm around the dwarf. She's at Tix's.
Oh. Okay. Perfect.
Woo! It'd be pretty unfortunate to have that name about now, huh?
Yes, it would. I mean, since you guys supposedly murdered her, or not murdered her, put her down.
Was that asshole's name? God, I hated her.
Yes, I mean, I always kind of had bad vibes, but, you know,
yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah, she had, like, fangs and, like...
I don't know. I think she was just misunderstood.
She was high. Wait,
was she like, the I forget. Was she the leader, or was she the one that, like, came out of that one student's body?
I don't know. I didn't catch any of their names. We just got to killing, and Tex, like, rushing the dwarf out of the simple transaction.
Kathy looks like she's about to cry.
Oh, no.
We fucked up.
I'll join you outside, Dex. Good luck, Preston, with your date. Slams the door.
Oh, yeah, she hands you the... Well, you guys, she hands you the box.
Oh, Jasmine, you didn't have to do this.
Should I
open it here, or...
That's up to you.
I would like to open it.
Do it, Fuzzy!
Okay.
Fucking do it!
Yeah, you unwrap it. It is, like some like elegant elven chocolate, and each piece is carved into different animals.
Girl gave you handcrafted chocolates.
One of my mothers that's what she would specialize in was this, but you know, like the wood elf family I was in was very polyamorous, so there was a ton of different parents. So my mother did that, and then one of my fathers specialized in druidry, so I just kind of combined the two, and that's kind of been my thing ever since.
These look incredible, Jasmine. How long did it take you to make these?
I had the chocolate already. I didn't make, you know, the chocolate was made, you know, a while back. But the carving took about 45 minutes a piece, and there's like 12 pieces.
Oh.
But, you know, I only meditate for 4 hours, so when it's nighttime, I kind of don't have anything to do.
I mean, that's still, this is really, really sweet. I don't know what to say.
Well, they're milk chocolate and dark, so there's, some of them won't be too sweet.
The face chocolate. Joe just made. Ah!
I love dark chocolate.
Oh, no. What you gonna do, Preston?
Jasmine, about our date.
Oh, yes.
I might have to rescind that offer. There's a lot going on right now, and I don't think it's fair to you that I go forward with anything without being 100% in on it.
Oh. You see, she looks a little disappointed, but not like angry or anything. She's like, oh, okay, yeah. I mean, I know you're really busy. It's okay. I don't know. Is it like you got like a thing with that dwarf or something happening? Or?
It's complicated.
Okay.
Kind of like a thing. Kind of like
I mean, this didn't have to be like a relationship if that's not what you wanted.
I think you're really cool. I don't want to burn any bridges in the sense that we'd never talk to each other again. But I just don't think it would be right for me to have all of this emotional turmoil and involve you in it when it's you're clearly you and you're awesome, but you don't deserve that. You know, you deserve to be your own person and not.
Oh, okay. Well, no, yeah. Can you just roll me a just flat charisma? I just want to see how well Preston is handling this right now. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Oh, it's a good thing Preston's the one handling this, not me.
Jason, yeah. You, Preston's the Rizzard of Oz, dude.
The Rizzard of Oz? Holy shit.
That's what is it? He's burying his head in his hands.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
you don't
no.
have to get super high.
Oh, no. So, Joe looks like he's about like to fucking die.
That's nat one face.
That's a nat one face. Joe looks defeated right now.
Oh man, it really is so fitting.
Oh boy,
that's a natty
oh
one.
What is your plus though?
Oh, it's
what's your plus? What's my plus?
It's plus +5. So it's a 6.
Sorcerers aren't proficient in charisma?
Oh, is it a saving throw?
Charisma,
or is it just...
you don't add proficiency to straight up charisma. If it was like persuasion yeah, or deception
it wasn't a
or something,
throw.
It would.
I mean, is persuasion better than that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm proficient in persuasion.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. Yeah, you can use persuasion.
Oh, so then it's plus 10. So
it might not matter.
Yeah, it's 11. Because, yeah, proficiency is 5, and then my charisma is a 5.
Okay. You see, she is taking, she does, she, you're being truthful, so she knows you're not lying or anything. That was just for, like, how well the composure is.
Fucking mess, man.
So I was just seeing, like, this is a messy situation. So, like, maybe some word you said was, like, you put, like, a little too hard of a sound on one word and less on another. And it just kind of came off a little wrong, but not terribly. She looks a little bit more hurt, but not like, she's not like, I'll never forgive you. It's just like, she just took it a little harder than she probably would have. And she's like, she doesn't cry or anything, but she's like, oh,
she cries,
okay,
I'm
no, yeah, I completely understand. I completely understand. But if you're ever back in town and you're not complicated, I guess let me know. And she turns around and, like, gestures for, like, you know, saying, you guys paid, I'm pretty sure you paid in full for the stables and everything, so you guys are good to get your animals out, so.
Thank you, Jasmine, for looking after them.
Of course.
Do you want the chocolates back?
Oh, no.
Okay, I feel like, I feel like I should probably get going.
Of course.
I do hope to see you again. Under hopefully happier times.
You said she's like a little lost for words for a second? Of course. And begins like doing some busy work.
I just kind of turn to the door, head down looking at the chocolates.
The moment you open the door, you almost ran into Scott as he was, like, leaning ear up against it.
Preston, like, sniffed you. I was like, did you hear any of that?
Are you okay, buddy?
Oh, I'm fine. You want some chocolate?
Hey. I would love some chocolate. We can eat it together, buddy.
Your dad was a wildlife photographer right here. What are these animals? I can't see them. Through the tears.
Oh no, that looks like a horse, and then that one looks like more like a griffin, maybe.
Oh, that's so badass.
Yeah, it is. Hey, we never have to come back to this
there's
town.
There's a bunny, too.
You know that, right?
What?
We never have to come back to this town. You know that, right?
It's complicated. Let's just get Ember.
Why? Were you, like, sleeping with her or something?
No.
Yeah, damn, dude. That was fast. See, Kathy, that's something he doesn't get from his mom.
Oh, my God.
You say that, and you see a little, like, smugness come over Kathy's face. That, like, these bitches don't know.
These bitches don't know.
She doesn't say anything.
Oh, shit.
I like that. I
Preston,
like that.
You come hard? I mean, fuck. Wait,
what?
That's not what I meant to say.
Kathy instantly blushes.
What was that?
Oh shit, Preston, you fuck hard?
I like Preston, you come hard? No, fuck.
No, fuck.
I like that no, better.
Wait.
You guys ready to get going?
Yes.
Kathy just like runs into the stables after you say that.
I'm thinking about fucking.
Bad move.
Absolutely not.
Bad
absolutely
move.
Not talking about this.
Yeah, I think I'd rather get kicked in the head by a horse.
Preston's ex is in there.
I'm gonna go saddle up Ember and hopefully make eye contact with no one but the floor.
I'm gonna go say hi to my giant bearded dragon. Oh, I've missed him.
Hello, master.
Hey, buddy, how are you? I scritch his chin.
Yes. I smell blood on you.
Whoa.
Did you have fresh kills?
Yeah, we fucked some people up. It was a eventful time.
Did you bring me any meat?
Scott just like jaw dropped. Did they not feed you here?
Oh no, I was fed. I just asked if you had any meat from your kills.
Oh no, sorry, I didn't think to bring any back, but I will remember next time.
No, she was very kind.
Oh, good.
I did hear something. She kept talking to one of her friends about some person.
Oh, was it Preston?
How she's excited to ride the stallion.
Okay.
Oh, he does fuck hard. Oh, wait, I'm not in this conversation.
All right, you ready to get going, buddy?
Yes.
Just crawls, you hop on, crawls up the ceiling, out, jumps off the roof.
Yes, I'm stretching
my
legs.
It's like a counterbalance.
Dex, you get to your... You had the mechanical horse, right?
Yeah, his name was Spirit.
You see Spirit goes, hello there, Dexter.
Hey, buddy.
How? Voice module activated.
Hello there, Dexter. How are you doing?
I didn't know you could do that.
Yes.
What else can you sound like?
What do you want me to sound like?
Could you do Australian?
Crikey, mate. Hello there.
That's it. That's the one.
Righto.
Yeah, right, righto. Yeah.
Let's feel the bloody world with craters, huh?
Yeah, let's do that. Yes.
Just yes, like
dude.
A little chaos, eh?
Could not agree more, actually.
You see, and it sounds Australian, but there's like a hint of like static to it. Like it's still electronic.
Yes.
That's cool.
That just makes it cooler.
So yeah, you find your horse, Joe, or Preston.
I like to think that Ember is gracefully just grazing.
Yeah.
A feed bucket. Hey, girl. Long time.
That's what the fucking horse sounds like.
gives you a lick on the face.
Oh, I missed you too.
Oh man.
Can I say that I snagged an apple from like some vendor's cart?
There's apples in there. Yeah.
Oh, sick. I just want to feed her an apple, man. That'll make me feel better.
You know how horses eat insane? They're insane when they eat. Fucking big old mouth.
yes, well-known fact about horses. When they eat, they go insane.
Fucking watch them eat. It's insane looking.
No, they are. They are.
Yeah, with the teeth like that. Yeah.
Yeah, their lips just like curl back.
I see.
I see Jasmine's been taking good care of you. I'm glad to see that your coat's looking nice and brushed. I do wish I could understand you like the other two couldn't hear their mounts, but
you want me to translate?
No, it's fine. I kind of enjoy the mystery.
Never mind.
Have you been eavesdropping on what Ember's been saying?
Nope. Not at all.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah, so he kind of slowly trots out Ember. And he kind of does a couple passes across, like, I imagine there's like a little bit of a yard.
Yeah.
Just to like get her legs stretched out.
Yeah, and there's room for Kathy on there, so.
Do I see her anywhere? I don't know where she ran off to, do I?
She went into the stable. She's just watching all of you guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I will, I'll slowly lead, Ember over to her. I'll hop off, and I'll grab her bridle. And, Kathy, now I don't know why I never asked this, but do you like horses?
Oh, yes. My family had a couple. I have some basic training, but I was never too into the show horses. That's what they were mostly did. They would show them. My mother was very, very proud.
Why didn't you, you never told me about that?
I don't know. It was never, I don't know. It's not important to me, so, you know what I mean?
I mean, fair enough.
We didn't talk about our parents a lot because they didn't get along.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like maybe we didn't talk about them so much that it became the only thing on our minds.
So she gives you like a curious look, like you have shocked her yet again. She says, "Preston Adeline, shocking me twice in one day."
Preston is definitely not in like a jokey mood anymore, but like that makes him smile a little bit, raises his spirits up a little bit, because this, at least this time, he knows that the shock isn't inherently like an awful thing or like inherently like an embarrassing thing. But he doesn't really like pressure it much. He'll like, he just goes on. It's like,
well, if you'd like, you can take the lead with Ember. She's a great horse. And, I mean, I don't know if you've ridden a horse since coming to this world, but, like, how often do we get to travel by horseback in the real world? Like, not really.
Never.
It's pretty cool.
Usually I was traveling by, like, teleportation, so.
Yeah, but then you missed all the scenery.
So you know, throw up a lot more.
Teleported or horseback riding?
Oh, teleporting.
I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, it kind of feels like your organs, riding? Like your organs were like taken out and then put back in, but like a centimeter off, so they gotta like shift back into place, and that's a lot.
Oh, that sounds dreadful.
Yeah, they
sounds not great.
All of the cult wizards were like, it takes a couple times before you get used to it.
Well, lucky for you, I cannot teleport. I only recently found out that I can fly, but that's only for like a brief amount of time. So,
not, oh, lovely,
not terribly useful, but super cool. I have dragon wings. That's pretty neat.
That is pretty cool. Well, you know, I'll let you lead. I'll just hop on. Let me get used to the horse. It's been about a year or two. So,
I forget, in this like illusion form, is she still like Kathy height, or is she now?
She is small. Like, she's like 4'2". So
I like to think she's gonna try to get on the horse, and she's gonna realize too late. And she
she does. Yeah. Oh, I'm used to being taller. Why did I pick a dwarf?
I don't know. I mean, it's rugged. It's cool.
I mean, horses are sick. The beard's nice.
Keeps you warm.
Okay, she does the uppy hands.
Yes, I don't know why I'm so psyched about it. I just think it's really funny.
Because she's so like bitchy and serious, and she's like uppy,
uppy,
uppy.
You know, Yeah, he probably just laughs, but like not at her. He just thinks it's amusing.
For sure.
All right, here we go.
All right, so you guys begin your journey from Smokefell to Litwick, which is like deep in like the plains of this kingdom. It's where basically all of the agriculture is grown. And I said earlier that there's three speeds you could get there. If you traveled fast, it would take 3 days, but it would be hard. Hard travel, but it'd be fast, and you know, you'd be fucking like speeding. You could just go a normal pace, take about 4, almost 5. And if you went stealthy, it would take 6. But I was just curious how fast you wanted to go.
I'd say a normal speed should be sufficient. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In character, as we're like riding along, Scott, like as we start like actually moving and getting closer towards our new goal, he like becomes a lot quieter and like not stone faced, but like that face that you make when you're like so lost in thought that you forget to like emote.
Oh, yeah. Pensive.
If that makes sense. Like that's his sort of like state of being as we start like heading down the trail.
Scott's brooding.
But yes, so you guys are going at a normal pace. You camp for the first night. I need a perception for who's on watch. Do you guys take watch? Shit. That's a question I'm going to ask now.
Yeah, Scott's taking watch.
Do we?
Oh, okay.
All night, or are you taking turns?
I definitely take turns, because if you do it all night, you're going to get exhausted.
I was going to say, yeah, I think unless someone like makes him go to sleep, he's not gonna.
I mean,
oh yeah, we're definitely doing turns.
If you do it for 4 hours, Kathy can do it for the rest if you trust her.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh wait, I don't think I get the meditation thing because I'm a half elf.
Yeah, you don't.
I think she definitely would.
She does. She's a high elf.
I'll get the first shift, guys.
Okay, perception roll, please.
All right.
It's a 15 plus 10. 25.
Diggity dog. God, it's crazy having a plus 5 proficiency and also a stat.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't see anything. Everything seems fine. Who do you wake up?
I don't.
Okay. You
bastard.
Another 2 hours passes. Give me another roll.
Okay.
You son of a bitch.
Are you giving yourself exhaustion, monster?
That is a dirty 20.
Okay. You don't see anything or hear anything. You hear like animals and stuff, but nothing dangerous. You do.
He's just like looking around and like sharpening a stick just because he can, you know?
You hear some stirring in the camp as you see Kathy gets up from her cross-legged pose and like stretches a little bit. Comes over and sits next to you. Would you like me to take over and you can sleep?
I mean, you can. I don't know if I can right now.
Okay. Is it the parent thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you get it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, my mom was a little rough, but never had anything like that though. So
I'll yeah, I should try to sleep. You're right.
I mean, yeah, if you don't trust me, I can wake up Preston, too, so.
No, it's fine.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I could do my, I can, alert everyone if something happens.
Perfect. Good night, I guess. Kathy.
Yes?
Before I do, I know I was making a lot of jokes and shit before, but, like, he's a good guy. He hasn't done practically anything wrong since we got here.
Practically anything. We won't talk about that one time.
I mean, I didn't think he did anything bad, if that's what you meant. But I mean, if he had relations with people, I don't really care. I mean, Dex killed my boyfriend, so.
Oh, right.
But it was more of a bod. I mean, it wasn't like a love thing. It was.
Mm-hmm. No, I get you.
I've always liked drow and all of the settings, so you know.
Happy I'm asleep.
But alright, yes, you go on.
Yeah, good night. He doesn't sleep.
Damn it.
I'm sorry. Where do I mark exhaustion on this bitch?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, you got it. I'm sorry. You got 8 hours passed. Everyone gets their full sleep.
What is that, a bird? A plane? No, that's a new D&D podcast called Afterlife. In Afterlife, we follow four strangers as they're tasked by death to go into the world of the Infinite Domain and find and defeat their pillars. But enough about the general story. Let's meet our strangers.
Hi, my name is Aaron Rash, and I play Ophelia Afton.
That was how the key fell out of his prison wallet into you.
How did he hold his prison wallet?
You know,
no pocket.
That's exactly how he held his prison wallet.
Oh, shit.
My name is Tyler Waddell, and I play Lucas Gray.
What are you guys at?
I'm at 86.
59.
78.
Okay.
So, oh, we're right there. We're
I'm
good.
Still bigger than all of you.
Yeah. Can I kill Lucas?
Sacrifice.
Can I strike Lucas?
Hi, I'm Raven Reed, and I play Ariana Wren. You said, oh, he's talking. Come and go. Shoot and scoot. Ejaculate and evacuate.
Hello, my name is McCandless Harrison, and I play Fandalto Pendleton.
I'm going to scream, your soul is forfeit.
And I'm going to use this, like, it almost looks like a hammer of dawn just smites him into the ground and yanks him into the ground, pulling him piece by piece.
He's so fucking edgy.
Literally. And myself, Britton Gifford, as the DM, that man has finally came back and has taken the body of Azriel, ripped us. What?
You said came.
Oh my god, Jesus. Fuck.
I told you it was gonna happen every time.
I'm not ready to go. I'm not ready to leave. I need answers for this pain, for the struggle, for the strife. Please let me know. Peace is all I need. Till then, I'ma push, I'ma pull, I'ma fight. Wherever I go, my destiny is near. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll pay whatever the price. Cause all I really know is even in the end, I'ma find a way to live, even in our afterlife.
You guys get up and you begin breakfast and you head out for your second day. And on those travels, you come across two people standing in the middle of the road. One is clad in all, like, it's like smoldering black armor, like gold inlets, this like tattered, like royal purple scarf. They have like a night mask on, but it's like a square one, and inside their eyes are like a complete red, like red little flames. And they draw like a very large great sword, and they're wielding it in one hand.
Oh shit.
And you see a like timid, like wizardy looking person, but they're in like a dark velvety green robes, and they're just standing in your guys' way.
As we get closer, Scott's just gonna eye them and be like, they're a problem.
You see the larger, like the 7 foot tall smoldering knight looks over to the wizard and you hear him say, yeah, there's a problem. And you see he puts back his cowl, and he has like a half mask, like from the nose down. And the rest is just full of like sacrilegious scars all over his forehead. And he's like, "They said I could eat you."
Do you mean? Did they meant?
He said, "If I eat you, Mama will be proud."
This is the wizard talking right now, not the sword guy. Okay.
Oh shit!
Is that so?
I mean, if you're hungry, we have, you know, supplies we can share.
Preston, you feel Kathy's last remaining hand that's around you, like squeezes really hard, like not like to get your attention, but just like in. Oh no!
Oh! Okay, she's scared. That's not good.
You hear in your ear. You hear. He said Gargamel.
Gaga who?
The Death Knight. And you see the knight just like rears, like you hear like all of the bones inside crack, and you hear and points his sword at Dex.
Could I do something?
Sure.
Yeah, when that guy points his sword at Dex, Dex is going to step up to him.
Yeah.
And when he gets just in front of the other three, he's going to use Aura of Dread.
Yeah.
And I'll just read this off for you. Beginning at 7th level, the anger and sadness that your captured god feels grows so intense that it takes the form of an eldritch ward. All enemies within 10 feet of you have disadvantage when attacking you or an ally. So, Dex is going to step up and use Aura of Dread. And have you seen Bleach at all?
No.
Okay, fuck. Well, I can't explain the spiritual pressure thing.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Everyone feels like gravity is turned up by 10, essentially, around us, except for me and my allies.
Oh, as Dex does this and, like, puts this pressure on them, Scott's like, all right, I'll make you both a deal. You let us pass. You live to eat other people, as many as you want. Or I take his helmet, crush it into a shiv, and make your scars look intelligible. Does that sound good?
You can roll me intimidation if you want.
Oh, Scott, you're feeling kind today?
Fuck, that's good. Disadvantage, because I'm not...
It's true.
...well-rested. That is a... intimidation, he said?
I mean, that's what it would be.
That's an 8.
You see that, like, some drool begins coming out from underneath the mask.
Oh,
okay. I like it when they struggle, Gargamel.
Hey, fucking weird one. What's your name?
Victor Reap.
Victor. Okay, shut the fuck up for a second. Dex turns to Scott and Preston, and he's like, "You guys have seen Inglourious Basterds, right?"
Oh yeah.
And a claw extends from his right index finger.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
I haven't seen that.
Okay, well.
Really good.
Off the record, Brandon to Luke, there's a scene in it where they carve a swastika into a Nazi's forehead so that even if he leaves the Nazi regime, people still know that he's a fucking Nazi.
Fuck.
And yeah, I guess to display the plan here, I say we beat the shit out of these guys and then carve "We're coming" on their chest.
Holy shit, that's pretty metal.
Luke, what are your thoughts?
I'm down.
With that... with the intimidation and the aura thing that they're both sensing, let's get into initiative.
I rolled a 19.
I got 14.
It is 2 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5, so 17.
He did beat me. He rolled a 2 and he beat me. Holy shit.
Alrighty. Up first is Scott.
Scott's gonna... point at the... You said it was a death knight?
That's what Preston heard.
Gotcha. He's going to point at the big knight in front of him and just snap a finger, and you see a spark come off of it that just, like, shoots towards the armor, and the armor just, like, superheats as he casts heat metal on him at 4th level.
Heat metal. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Any creature within physical contact takes 2d8 fire, 48 for 4th level. That does 18 fire damage.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my bonus action to summon my singing sword to slice at him.
Okay.
Or dancing sword, sorry. I'm going to summon my dancing sword to slice at him. That's a 24 to hit.
Okay, that hits.
16 slashing damage. And as it, like, slices into him, Scott's going to fly up to, like, catch the sword in his hand. And then he's going to use action surge and slice at it one more time.
Okay.
25 to hit that time.
That's a hit.
13 slashing damage that time. With a little bit of lightning mixed in.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
All right. Now it is Dex.
Okay. Where is big guy?
In front of me.
And then the wizard's like 10 feet away from him.
How far is the wizard from us?
Like 30 feet.
Oh, okay.
You guys said you got close.
Hold on
so.
Here.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Dex is going to put both hands out in front of him, like wrists to each other. And he's going to send out 3 beams of an Eldritch Blast at the wizard.
Okay.
So let me roll for that real quick. It's a 15 on the dice.
Woo!
And Eldritch Blast is a cantrip, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You.
Okay.
You. It hits him.
Okay. Okay. So this is. Okay. I've been waiting to use this for so long. So Dex puts his hands out and goes like, and then he throws his right hand up after those beams release, and right above his hand is a ball of fire, and then he throws his arm down, slinging this fireball at the wizard, because Dex has Kiss of Mephistopheles, which is an Eldritch invocation. When you hit a creature with your Eldritch Blast, you can cast Fireball as a bonus action using a Warlock spell slot.
No
way! The spell
must
be centered on the creature you hit with Eldritch Blast.
Holy shit, does it cast it at your max spell slot, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Preston is hyped as fuck when he sees this.
It's centered on him, though?
It's centered on him,
so that means it would hit Scott and the Death Knight.
It's fine. It's fine.
Are you sure?
I'm sure I can take it.
Okay.
I mean, you can still roll to take half damage, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, it's going to hit the Death Knight too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then yeah, Scott doesn't care.
And let me roll damage real quick. The Eldritch Blast is force damage, and then... So it's 13 force damage from the Eldritch Blast, and then 49 fire damage from the fireball.
Tasty.
The wizard just explodes. He's dead.
Are you serious?
Oh, shit.
Wizard just explode.
He had 44 hit points and you dealt 57 to him.
I was not prepared for that.
Okay, I'm going to roll a dex save for that fireball.
This is going better
than I thought. I'm sorry, Scott. I forgot about that. Oh, shit. Woo!
What's the DC?
My spell save DC?
Mm-hmm.
It's an 18.
Okay, I rolled a 7.
No.
Why did you ask?
It's like a dream. How much did you say it was? 40 something?
49.
Okay, Scott's on fire right now.
Oh, but Dex is like, oh, fuck, I'm so sorry. I've seen Preston do it. I was just trying to copy. I didn't. He's fuck, it's my first time.
Not even gesturing to it. He just kind of winces like, oh, shit, and just keeps like slashing at this knife.
Stop, drop, and roll, Scott. Stop, drop, and roll. Think of your feathers.
You see that the smoke clears, and the Death Knight has had like held up his sword and had blocked like part of the spell.
Mm.
So he just passed his save.
That's a cool way of playing it.
I forgot things can have like crazy abilities. Maybe I will not do what I have planned until later. Well, I don't know. We do a lot of damage. I want to do. I think it's really cool.
Whose turn is it now?
I don't know. Probably not mine.
It is your turn, Preston.
Oh, baby. Oh, God. All right. So, Preston is gonna leap off the back of Ember with his Staff of Fire in his hand. But instead of channeling Arcanic Flame, the spell that starts to emanate from his body, I'm going to say is like this almost like psionically, like, you know, like when you think of like psionic spells, you think of like the Pokemon move Psybeam, where it's like that pink. This kind of like radiates off of him in these waves, almost like you're watching like a visible LSD trip. And it starts to like channel up into like his arms, into his hands, and his eyes kind of channel some of that pink glow as well. And he looks at the Death Knight and he says, "You will obey." And he casts Dominate Monster on him.
Ooh. What level are you casting that on?
Level 8.
You see he tries and counterspells it.
Oh,
shit.
No.
I counterspell his counterspell.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Do I...
You can counterspell a counterspell?
It's a reaction.
Yeah, but that's my thing.
But it's my thing. Do I need to cast counterspell at a higher level?
Let me see.
Can you counterspell a counterspell?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, baby. Yeah, let me...
Yeah, because the DC is 10 plus 8.
Whose dick is bigger? We gotta figure it out. Whose dick is bigger?
Gotta be Preston's. And in front of Kathy, too?
Yeah, I know. That's why I
come
need
on.
This go, guys.
You see his counterspell. He I rolled for it. He has a a plus 10 to his spellcasting. And he rolled an 8. So he rolled an 18. So he's going to counterspell it unless you counterspell it.
Come on, Preston.
I mean, I'm going to. I think regardless, I have to. I'm not going to burn my level 8 spell slot without fighting it. Yeah, okay. I'm trying to find
he
out.
He just cast it at third level, so you could just...
Okay.
You can just burn a third level and end it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to do that. All right, I mean, cool. He still has to make a wisdom saving throw, so it's not even a guarantee that this pops off, but I'm banking on this guy not having high wisdom.
Okay, so you counterspell his counterspell, which is awesome.
Yes!
Yeah, so you command it, and what are you commanding it to do?
Oh, so it still has to make a wisdom saving throw.
I rolled... And 16 plus 3 is 19.
No way! Are you kidding me?
Jeez.
It'd be 18.
You see you cast the spell over it, and it seems to have like an extra magical resistance.
Hold on. What did he roll?
A 19.
A 19.
So 16 plus 3.
Yeah.
And what did it have to beat?
An 18.
Okay, I'm going to use Weave Woe to minus a d6 from that roll.
Oh, okay. Please. Just, I mean, literally just roll a 2.
Are you kidding me?
Minus 2, yes.
Are you kidding me? That's what I rolled.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, holy shit. So the spell takes hold?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Oh, shit. Dude, Dominate Monster is so fucking cool. So the way this spell reads...
Oh, no.
Shit, we are... Oh, it has advantage. I forgot about that part.
Oh, no.
Shit.
It already had advantage.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Woo. I'm going on an emotional roller coaster with this fucking spell right now. God damn it.
Fighting this thing. Well, Dominate Monster says, while the creature is charmed, you have a telepathic link with it as long as the two of you are on the same plane of existence. You can use this link to issue commands to the creature while you are conscious, no action required, which it does its best to obey. You can specify a simple and general course of action, such as attack that creature, run over there, or fetch that object. The creature completes the order and doesn't receive further direction. It defends and preserves itself to the best of its ability. Additionally, I can use my action to take total and precise control of the target. Till the end of your next turn, the creature takes only the actions you choose and doesn't do anything that you don't allow it to do. During this time, you can also cause the creature to use a reaction if this requires you to use yours as well. And each time it takes damage, it can make the save again. But now that it is... quite literally my thrall.
For how long?
And there's for an hour.
Okay.
So initially my plan was to have it dig a hole so deep that it couldn't get out of and it would just be stuck in it. Because it for an hour, that thing digging for an hour straight would probably get pretty deep. Mm-hmm. And like, who the fuck's gonna help it out of the hole? But I also understand that maybe killing it would be best, but we can set
Scott
something
is
up.
Wanting to kill it.
We want to kill it.
Yeah.
So we have an hour to figure out a way to fucking one shot this thing so we don't have to worry about it like breaking the spell and then fighting back.
So thing happens once you psychically connect with this thing though.
Oh, fuck. I was worried about that part.
You hear at first it's in Abyssal. Just this, and then it breaks into common, and it's like a voice layered to hell and distorted, and like you guys look over, and Preston's just blood is gushing out of his nose.
Oh shit!
As you hear,
Donovan Mayers murdered me. Murdered by him. Set to kill. He's all rude.
And you see he just takes, he like slams his sword into the ground and takes a knee. Preston, I need you to roll me a history check, please.
Ooh. Oh, I'm not. My
Donovan Mayers.
And you know what? Yeah, you have advantage on this because this is not of this world.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. I actually didn't roll bad. That is a 17.
So you remember that name. It's no one you knew personally. It was a colleague of your father's who worked for a leading newspaper. Not really a good man, but not necessarily a bad one. But was murdered a year or two back. He was pushed off a building, and they never figure out who did it.
Shit, this is where that's I insane. Thought this was gonna go. So this Donovan Mayer was a friend of my dad's who died 2 years ago.
Friend or like business partner, you're not sure. Business, you remember seeing him and like you know the name just because your dad would bring him up sometimes to your mom.
Okay.
Like especially like when he died, it was brought up, and yeah, it was big news in your guys' town. So mm-hmm.
Could you repeat back what this thing said exactly? Like, so it was like Donovan Mayer.
He said, Donovan Mayer. Name's Donovan Mayer. And it's like it repeats it like 100 times trying to remember.
Oh, fuck.
Murdered. Sent to kill. By murderer's own. Kill murderer's own brood. And it just kind of repeats that over and over. And it's just like, keeps replaying. It's like this man's last like 45 seconds of death.
Whew.
Whoa, am I conscious? Can I like? Oh, yeah. Oh, I just got blood.
Just like it was like, it was like it happened, and it was just such a wave.
It's like boom.
I mean, like hearing abyssal's not good for people. So
true. That's fair. It's like, oh wow, that I think I prefer Spanish class for that one. Oh, that was awful. But concerning line of thought, he is saying that he was set to kill the brood of the person that killed him, which doesn't make any sense, right? Because we didn't kill him in real life, and there's no way our parents killed him in real life, right? Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
That it's
it's like somebody that is like tied to us in some way.
Whoever murdered him must be.
All right, guys, we have an hour. I don't know how I know that. It's just an innate feeling, like an internal timer, you know. Before this thing stops listening to me.
What shall I do, Master?
Scott looks over to Preston and is like, tell it to hold still. Let's go!
The Encounter Table, Marvin's Game, is Joe LaJoyce as Preston Adelin, Luke Godfrey as Scott Travis, myself, Brandon Hall, as Dex Turner, and our DM is Austin Norton. If you want to support this show in the absolute best way possible, you can head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/TheEncounterTablePod, or you can just hit the link in the episode description. If you do head over to our Patreon, you will get access to loads of bonus content, both video and audio format alike. And you'll also be just as cool as Rogue Blade, Elemental Zack, Luke Ranbu, and King Kronos. Thank you so, so much for your patronage. It means the world. All of our social media links will be down in the episode description below as well. But without further ado, The Encounter Table, Marvin's Game, episode 42, fucking intense, comes out April 3rd, wherever you get your podcast fix. All right, thanks everyone. God bless. Love ya.
Don't you think it's beautiful that vaginas are like snowflakes and there aren't any two that are the same?
Oh no, I've never seen a snowflake that looks like that.
I'm saying if snowflakes look like that, I'd be real horny all the time in winter.
I was sticking my tongue out for a different reason.
Wasi's not me to wash the fuck out.